This is the Fandom 5 for January 21st, 2019. 5 minutes in fandom, 5 days a week. Let's go. All right, welcome to the Fandom 5. Today we are talking about Picard. Not the character, not even the captain, but the new TV show that will be coming out sometime in 2019. We don't have a release date yet, but Alex Kurtzman, who is currently in charge of the Star Trek franchise for CBS, recently had an interview with The Hollywood Reporter where he gave a lot more information about what is going to be going on in Picard. He said that, yes, this does take place in the Prime universe. So the Captain Picard that we all know and love will be there, except he won't. Kurtzman has said that while this is the Picard that we know, this is set 20 years in the future and a lot has changed. The storyline that's being suggested is that this show is going to be a bridge between the Prime universe, which is the TV shows that everyone knows, and the Kelvin universe, which was kicked off with the 2009 Star Trek reboot. It makes sense that Kurtzman wants to do this since he was an executive producer in the 2009 Star Trek reboot. Somehow this looks like it's going to have to do with the fall of the Romulan Empire and the destruction of Romulus and the events that sent Spock back in time. But really what seems interesting about this interview that Kurtzman gave is he gave some quotes in there, things that Patrick Stewart said. Just because this is the Prime Universe, we're not going to know everything about it. Star Trek Discovery is in the quote-unquote Prime Universe, but they aren't holding firm and strong to canon the way that fanboys expected them to. So when Patrick Stewart was approached about the project, he challenged the writers, according to Kurtzman. He quote, threw down an amazing gauntlet and said, if we do this, I want it to be so different. I want it to be both what people remember, but also not what they're expecting at all. Otherwise, why do it? And so ultimately, the writers sent him a 34-page pitch. And his response when he read that, he walked into the room and had a huge smile on his face and said, this is wonderful. According to Kurtzman, what he understood at that point was that he was with people who desperately wanted to collaborate with him and they weren't just trying to exploit him. He knew that if he was ever going to go back to Picard, that it needed to be for the greatest reason ever. So Kurtzman is setting this up on a pretty high bar right here. He's calling this the greatest reason ever. When initially announcing the show, Patrick Stewart said, he may not, and I stress, may not, be captain anymore. He may not be the Jean-Luc that you recognize and know so well. 20 years will have passed, which is more or less exactly the time between the very last movie, Nemesis, and today. So what do I hope to see from it? Personally, I hope that it isn't the dark and gritty futuristic sci-fi like we've been getting so often lately, but something that's going to inspire hope in humanity the way that the old Star Trek did. I'm getting pretty tired of Mad Max-styled hellscapes, and I'm looking forward to a future where humans are able to build a utopia. That's just me. I'm getting enough of the Mad Max vibes nowadays. So if you have any hopes or fears or desires for this Picard series, write into feedback@fandompodcast.com and let me know, and I'll share them on the show. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about Star Trek Discovery, and so if you haven't watched the season premiere, go ahead and watch that. Even if you haven't watched season one, I think you could jump in at the season premiere and be okay watching the previously on and kind of have the gist for what this is. If you are looking for some in-depth fandom discussion, more than just these 5 minutes, head over to fandompodcast.com and subscribe to the Fandom Podcast, which is a show that I do with two of my friends. On the episode that's coming out tomorrow, we will be talking about what fandom is, and we're going to be talking about some of the cool parts of that. And so, with that, until next time, may the fandom be with you.